for me to come home. Morning, it's Blast 106, Blake Jones with you in the hot seat till 11. Now, Northern Ireland is well known for its creativity. Movies and television dramas are filmed on our various streets, and each year the Shaz Awards celebrates and encourages creative talent within the makeup industry. Now, the founder of the Shaz Awards and makeup artist, Ciara Daly, joins me on the phone this morning. Ciara, welcome along.
Hi there.
Hi, how's it going? You well?
Yeah, I'm good.
Grant, so for anyone who doesn't know about yourself...
Yep, I have been a makeup artist now for over 10 years. I have a makeup school on the Lisburn Road. I've been teaching courses for the past 6 years. We do various different courses to get you started on your career to become a makeup artist. We do lots of different makeup lessons, masterclasses, we do lots of weddings and photo shoots, and I also have my own professional range of makeup brushes. So lots happening here at the studio.
Why did you want to get into makeup, teaching makeup in particular?
Okay, well, I always had a passion for makeup. It was just something, throughout my 20s I really, really always wanted to do, but life took me a different sort of direction, and I was in a lot of various jobs throughout, when I left college and throughout my 20s, as you say. And then I pursued my makeup career primarily just to do things like weddings and, photo shoots, etc. But as I was doing it, I realised there was a huge niche in the market for a makeup school here in Northern Ireland that was going to bring innovative, up-to-date teaching techniques and whatever. So I went to London and on some further training there, I came back and decided to open my own school in July 2009.
In terms of your past experience, you've gone to other schools of makeup and you haven't found that there is value for money, and that's sort of the reason why you wanted to set up your own makeup school, would that be right?
Yes, I just found that the facilities here in Northern Ireland were extremely dated. There was no one offering up-to-date, innovative courses, so that's why I went to London to train. I wanted to see what them guys were doing over there and offer the same to people here. I think that we were a bit behind the times here, and I just wanted to bring us up to date with all that.
Of course, and you said obviously about your makeup, makeup academy that's on the Lisburn Road. You've got your brushes that's available in 130 retailers, right across the UK and Ireland. But what about the Shaz Awards as well? Because that's in its sixth consecutive year, going this year, seventh next year. Can you tell me a bit more just about what the Shaz Awards do?
Okay, well, when I had my school open a year, it also coincided with my late mum's anniversary, who was Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
So she was affectionately known as Shaz, so that's where the name came from. And it was in honour of her, in honour of all the students that had came through the door, and just my way to say thank you and to give them back recognition for the hard work, in the school throughout the year. So we have things like Student of the Year, Photo Shoot of the Year, Creative Makeup Artist of the Year. But as the years have gone on, the categories have got bigger because there's a lot more people included in the running of my business. There's hairdressers, there's models, there's photographers. So the categories have opened to them now as well.
And the judging panel this year, you had a hairdresser Lee Stanton, photographer Glenn Norwood, and makeup artist Nuala Campbell. So does that judging panel change every year then, or is it just...
Yes, I think, you have to, to stay relevant and current, you have to sort of mix things up a bit. I do, sometimes I will have the same one for a couple of years.
So if somebody came to you and said, they're a young person in Northern Ireland, especially Belfast, they've got a business plan, they're thinking of going into business, what advice specifically do you think you would give them?
Don't listen to the negativity. That's the biggest thing. Other people's fears, and to listen to successful people. Everybody will have an opinion on what you're doing, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, whether it's whatever you're doing in life. People will always have opinions, but I've learned to listen just to people who are successful in that. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to someone who has failed in something, to give me advice on how to succeed.
Kira, just one quick question. In P6, I tried painting a picture of a bird. It didn't come out nothing looking like a bird. You said about sort of, you know, makeup being an art and, you know, painting one. Do you think, based upon what I've just told you, I could be a makeup artist?
Yeah, it's a hard one to answer, but yes, there, you know, you can be taught a lot more, and I've proven that, and a lot of my girls who come in, they're like, oh, I can't even draw a stick man, but they've went on to become great makeup artists with just the right sort of direction and know what it is they're trying to learn, so yes, of course.
That is positive in it, and positive
that positive thinking, that's it. Just for anybody listening, you know, just go onto our website or follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, Kira Daily Makeup. Call in and close anytime the listening road. There's always a couple of us here.
Kira, again, thank you. I know you're experienced, Lisa, so thank you for taking the time.
Okay, thank you very much. Days like these, I just want